Dave Acogia, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, you're always with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Starting off this week with the cheerful voice of Eileen Donaghy as she tells us all about Hannigan's Hooley.
Now Hannigan was an Irish man who came from Erin's Isle. He was a rogue who had a broken ear for half a mile. When Hannigan gives the hooley, sure the news soon gets about. Oh, you may be just a stranger if he's passing by his shop. Come into the parlour, you can make yourself at home. Come into the parlour, you won't be on your own. There's Mick McGee, there's Rafferty, there's Murphy and Muldoon. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. And there's kegs have started sticking out, there's rough for half the town. There's bottles of good potting if you want to wash it down.
So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a hooligan in Hannigan's house tonight.
There's Hannigan, Brannigan, Mickey Malone, Mrs. O'Raverty, Biddy McCone, the Bally McQuilty band will play a jig with all its might. And if Freddy meets O'Grady, there'll be ructions or a fight. Take it from me, there's a bit of a spree in Hannigan's house tonight.
Oh, come into the parlour, you can make yourself at home. Come into the parlour, sure you won't be on your own. There's tons of ham and there's legs of lamb if you look around the room. There's knives and forks are flashing and there's nothing on the ration.
There is quite a store of eggs galore, there's corned beef and there's ale. There's a sit-down tea and a stand-up fight and if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a hooligan in Hannigan's house tonight.
You must be there, there's
a hooligan in Hannigan's house tonight.
That's got it off to a lively start. Eileen Donaghy and Hannigan's Hooley. Throughout Irish history, we have had many uprisings where the people fought against the British government to try and get home rule. One such very famous uprising took place in 1798. And it happens at that particular time that there was a priest who led the uprising in County Wexford, in Boule of Ogue. And here the High Kings are telling us all about what happened. Well, you see, the priest that led the uprising was a very famous Father Murphy. And to get everybody's attention, he set the local heather field on fire and everybody came to his attention. Listen to the High Kings as they tell us all about Boule of Ogue, which is the place where the uprising started.
As the sun was setting for the bright May meadows of Chandelier, a rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy from old Kilcormac spurred up the rock with a warning cry. Harm, harm, he cried, for I've come to lead you. For Ireland's freedom, we'll fight or die. Against the coming soldiers and the cowardly yeomen we put to flight. 'Twas at the Harrow the boys of Wexford showed Borky's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England. Search every kingdom where breed from Father Murphy, from the county Wexford, sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave.
Telling us all the story of Boole of Og and Father Murphy from 1798. And now, from 1798, we come up to, well, practically the modern day era. Some years ago on the BBC television, they had a wonderful series called Harry's Game, which was all about the troubles in Northern Ireland. The signature tune to that particular television was sung by the group Clamadh, and it became an immediate hit. Listen to Clamadh as they sing the theme from Harry's Game.
Oh,
haunting, I think, is the word that would describe that. Clannad and the theme from Harry's Game. And now, changing the style once more, it's our first piece of country and Irish this week, and it's the late, great Larry Cunningham. Do apologise for this recording. It was taken from a live performance. Come back home to Erin, says Larry Cunningham.
It's long and many a year ago since I left my native land. It's been no fault of mine that left old Ireland. When mother and I parted, some bitter tears were shed. Last night I dreamt of mother, and in my dream she said, oh, come back home to Erin, come back to Erin shore. You know you're always welcome, and you're Irish to the core. So come back home to Erin, never again your own. Come back to the one that loves you before he come back home. I know I had a sweetheart along with mother dear. She promised when I left her to be faithful and sincere. I know she kept her promise for the time I was away. For every letter that she writes, like mother she would say, oh, come back home to Erin, come back to Erin shore. You know you're always welcome, and you're Irish to the core. So come back home to Erin, never again to roam. Come back to the one that loves you before he come back home. Okay. For now I must be going, it's time I was away. When I reach old Ireland, we'll have a chat each day. It's then I'll marry Mary, and with Mary I will stay. In Ireland, dear old Ireland, and then no one can say, oh, come back home to Erin, come back to Erin shore. You know you're always welcome, and you're Irish to the core. So come back home to Erin, never again to roam. Come back to the one that loves you before he come back home. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Larry. Larry Cunningham, and come back home to Erin. He did say, Mavornin, come back home, which is an Irish word of endearment. On last week's programme, we had a track from Declan Nerney. If you recall, it was a track about Big Tom. And we'll be coming to Big Tom later on in the programme. But here's another track from Declan Nerney, and he's singing the praises of Rosine Donoghue. Rosie Donoghue. I get the name right, Joe. Rosie Donoghue. And he talks about being in County Wexford. Take a listen to Declan singing the praises of the aforementioned young lady.
When I was here on my holidays from far across the sea, I stayed in the County Wexford near Park J.F. Kennedy. 'Twas in New Ross at a dance I met a charming girl so sweet. Her name was Rosie Donoghue, and she swept me off my feet. I asked her for a dance that night, to which she did agree. And as we danced the night away, these words she said to me, that she lived up near Kilmonan on her father's little farm, and if I'd like to see her home, if not, there'd be no harm. Oh, Rosie Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm bound for America, to you I will be true. But before I leave this country, I'll tell you what I do. If you wanna take my surname, then I'll take Donoghue. When I went back to America and tried to settle down, but every day my heart would yearn for the love I left behind. So I sent to her a letter and said, Miss Donoghue, this heart of mine is lonely now without the love of you. She wrote me back answer, saying that she would accept the generous offer that I made to her before I left. She'd take my hand in marriage if I would still agree. So I'm heading back to Wexford now, that's where I long to be. Oh, Rosie Donahue, I really do love you. Although I'm bound for America, to you I will be true. But before I leave this country, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you wanna take my surname, then I'll take Donahue. Then I'll take Donahue.
Rosie Donahue from Wexford. That's the second visit we've had to Wexford on this week's programme. OK, it's the turn of the ladies again and the beautiful voice of Dolores Keane. We might have her brother later on in the programme if I get the chance to fit him in. But I just want to explain the opening lines of this. Dolores sings, "I dreamt it last night, ah, bad cess to my dreaming." It's an expression you hear in the rural parts of Ireland, meaning bad luck. And she's singing all about and weeping for Teddy O'Neill.
I dreamt all last night, oh, bad cess to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought would come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling, that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeping and wailing? The pain my heart was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, "Nora dear, what is your ailing?" But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I've seen your cabin beyond the old crossroads where we used to dance. I've rambled the lane where he called me his thorn, and my girlish heart felt the thrill of romance. But now all around is so sad and so dreamy, all dark was come for my love to depart. How I cried like a child, oh, goodbye to you, Teddy, with a tear on my cheek that is dawning my heart. He said 'twas too late, his fate living, but what would be gold to the joy I would feel if he'd only come back to me tender and loving, yet poor, but my own.
If he'd only come back to me, honest and loving, still poor, but my own darling, Teddy O'Neill. A beautiful performance there from the lovely Dolores Keane. Now, a couple of things about this next song. I've played it numerous times on Sounds Irish, but I don't think I've played this version by Danny Doyle. I've been a big fan of Danny Doyle for many years, and unfortunately, I don't have a lot of his material. But he's telling us all about that lovely song. He's reminiscing about Dublin in the rare owl times, Dublin long ago. And a couple of things he says. He falls in love with a girl who is a child of Mary. That's part of the Catholic Church. And he takes her off to Birmingham. And then he talks about the children playing street games. Ring-a-ring-a-rosie, as the night declines, I still remember Dublin in the rare old times. And then at the end, well, he's a bit sad about the Dublin of today. It doesn't compare with the Dublin of yesterday. Enough, Joe. Here's Danny Doyle.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, are the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the rare old time. Ring-a-ring-a-rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as can be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that seems to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade to memory. And I go to Peggy Dignan, as pretty as you please, oh, a rogue and a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student lad, with skin as black as gold, when he took her off Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old time. Have made me bitter, the drink has dimmed my brain, for Dublin keeps on changing, and nothing seems the same. The metropole and pillar are gone, the royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. So fare thee well, my Annalifi. I can no longer stay and watch the new glass gauges that rise up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories to hold to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring, Rosie, as the light declines. I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a ring, Rosie, as the light declines. I remember Dublin city in the rare old times.
Now, I am aware that that track was a little longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Wonderful version, one of the best versions of the song, Dublin in the Rare Old Times, sung for us there by Danny Doyle. Now, regular listeners will be bored to death about me saying this, but we are picking up new listeners each week, thank God. And the Sounds Irish programme, it does not necessarily have to be an Irish song. It has some connection with Ireland. It could be, the song could be written by an Irish person or sung by an Irish person. You get the idea, or about some place in Ireland. Here, for instance, my favourite Irish duo, and they are Irish. They're singing a song which is not Irish, but it's a lovely song and a favourite of mine. Here they are, Foster and Allen.
When I grow I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in my heart. And when
Foster and Allen, and When I Grow Too Old to Dream, and I guarantee that tune will be going around in my head for the next few days. I just love it. All right, it's country and Irish time again. And this is a lady I played on last week's programme. Don't know too much about her, but she makes a lovely country sound. Lisa McHugh, she says she's a little bit lonely. And you won't get better country in any part of the world. I guarantee you that, my friends.
A good man at a time like this, someone to hold your hand and lips to kiss. It can't be just anyone, no, that won't do. I'd rather be here by myself if I can't have you. I'm a little bit
there from Lisa McHugh. Now, again, I want to warn you about this next track. It is a little longer than we usually have, but it's a lovely version of a song sung by John Gary, who I haven't had on the programme for a long, long time. Take a listen to this lovely voice as he sings this lovely song.
My wild Irish rose. the dearest flower that grows. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take a bloom from my wild Irish rose. La-la. Someday, for my sake, she may let me take.